Do you own or rent? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Building policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Let's go talk about Michigan and Rutgers. Tomorrow night, primetime, Sam Webb from our affiliate, AM 1050, WTKA in Ann Arbor, Detroit, Southeast Michigan. Him and Ira do the Michigan Insider Show each weekday morning at 6 a.m. He's standing by in the DraftKings guest line. How you doing, Samuel?
I'm doing all right, Hugh, yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I opened my show with a little angst that here we are wondering in the conversation back and forth on Rutgers and Michigan if the Wolverines are going to win that game. That to me says a lot about the state of Michigan football right now.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, I can't think of anyone who expected it to be this way. And yet, you know, if you're going to address it, you're going to address it honestly and try to get better. You got to first admit where you are. And, you know, as Michigan is looking to get back on track against a bad Rutgers team, Rutgers is looking to find footing against a bad Michigan team. So you got two teams looking eye to eye at one another in the standings. And, you know, obviously for Michigan's sake, you hope that they can find something, identify something that they can do well enough to build on coming out of this game, in this game and coming out of this game.
Well, what do they need to do starting with Rutgers Saturday night to get better? Because they have talent. They've recruited talent. They have coaches with pretty darn good resumes, top to bottom. What can this team do, whether it's on the field or off the field, to turn this around?
So I'm going to give you my layperson's opinion from the outside and as someone who obviously is pretty attuned to a lot of things that go on. And I think, number one, identify the guys who are going to give you give you that dog mentality on the football field. I think we saw an absence of that last week. You know, when in the first half, when you see a guy walk in basically untouched from 10 yards out up the middle, you know, when you see a fullback run a fullback belly tuck for 40 yards, it's no wonder after the game they were talking about, you know, lackadaisical culture, and you had Jim and Sean Nua talking about, you know, playing with pride. Those are the kinds of plays where you don't see that. So identifying the guys, the leaders that can give some of that to their teammates, and those might not be your captains, but find those guys. The other thing is, you know, you look offensively huge, and this goes back to Michigan State. All the plays they left on the field that day, and going back and looking at it, and you have one guy seemingly blowing an explosive play 5, 6, 7 times in that game, and you see that you see similar things against Indiana. It's always a guy blowing a play, one guy, but it's always a different guy. And when you have that, when you have that level of inconsistency, the only thing that I can think of, and talking to different coaches about it, maybe you're trying to do too much. Maybe you have to, you know, kind of refine your package, do fewer things. You might be more predictable to the opponents, but you'll be more predictable in your execution and hope that you can win games that way. You know, those are the things to me that just right now in the here and now that you can try to do to find some consistency and, again, try to find some things you can build on against an opponent that is unfortunately at your level. And then whoever the quarterback is, and I got to believe that they're going to give Joe Milton a chance to get up off the mat. I mean, they've ridden it out with other guys that have played far worse than him. He had a great first game. Games 2 and 3, and he was really bad against Wisconsin. But are you going to put him on the shelf after one bad performance? I got to believe they'll give him a chance to get up off the mat, give him some help, and give him some, you know, a refined package to work with, and hopefully that can help him find some consistency as well.
On the Sam Webb confidence meter, on the eve of any Michigan football game since you've been covering the Wolverines and talking about them on AM 1050 in Ann Arbor, how confident are you right now that Michigan beats Rutgers Saturday night?
You said on a scale?
One to
ten. Scale again?
Not one to one ten. To ten. The Sam Webb confidence scale. We all know
Six.
It.
I give you a 6. It's going to be a tight. I see this as being a tight game. You got to, you know, they are who they've shown themselves to be through 4 games. And that's a team that is woefully inconsistent. I mean, you know, there are plays to be had on the field. Now, this is setting aside the times where they just get physically beaten on plays. I mean, they are shorthanded enough and inexperienced enough to where you're going to see them just get flat beat. But I'm talking about the plays that are there to be had, and they aren't making those plays consistently enough to expect them to do it all of a sudden. The reason why I think that they'll win this game is because they just have more talent. They have more talent than the opponent. You know that there has to be a sense of desperation that hopefully sharpens focus. That you think will be enough to get them a win in this game, but not one where you win comfortably. I think it's going to be a tight game.
In terms of winning, I think it's about as healthy as you can be. What's the latest on who's in or who's out tomorrow night for Michigan?
Well, obviously, you know, Aiden's out for the season. I can't imagine when you talk about guys like Quiddy Pay and Jalen Mayfield. I mean, think about what their mindset has to be, Huge. These are guys who have pro aspirations that could be preparing for the draft right now. If they miss 1 week, you got to believe the injury is serious. It's serious enough for them to be on the shelf for a little while. So I'll just give you my personal expectation. I don't expect to see any of those guys. I don't expect to see Jalen out there. Why would you risk it? I don't expect Quiddy out there. Like I said, if you're going to miss 1 week, I think you're probably out for a minute. So I would be surprised if we saw those guys. Call it a pleasant surprise if you do, but if they are out there, I think any of those guys, Ryan Hayes included, I think they all would be hobbled. So do you play them now and risk further injury, or do you think that you can get Rutgers without those guys? I think they're probably going to have to try to get Rutgers without those guys.
You can follow Sam Webb with Ira, the Michigan Insiders, weekday morning, 6 a.m. on AM 1050, WTK in Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Southeast Michigan. Sam, enjoy the game tomorrow. Thanks for the update.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Sam Webb joining us on the DraftKings guest line.